menggantang, rasa rakai tulang hingga sampai ke pinggang, mengilik nanang galuh caramin matanya, uma batulah mencari akan rajakinya. Guntur kilat bersambung, hujanlah bat arus darah suan galumbangnya, awak basah kedinginan di tengah sungai. Baluma tentu pakulinya, abang batulak mencari akan rajakinya.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
Biarkan aku jadi sesuatu yang berarti untukmu, tapi tidak sesaat.
Of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar called on Muslims to mark the Islamic New Year, Muharram 1st, 1447 Hijri, as a moment of hijrah or spiritual migration and self-reflection toward a more meaningful life. He made the statement while attending the commemoration of Muharram 1st with the theme Peaceful Muharram, Living in Harmony with Humanity and Nature at Istiqlal Mosque, Jakarta on Thursday. He also expressed hope that Islamic New Year would have a positive impact on global peace, particularly in the Middle East, which continues to face ongoing conflict. Moving on to Indonesian Minister of Culture, Fadli Zon, who attended the closing ceremony of Grebek Suro 2025 at Ponorogo Town Square on Thursday. In his speech, he said Reog Ponorogo is a reflection of Indonesia's rich cultural heritage, which has been recognized as an intangible cultural heritage by UNESCO. Grebek Suro 2025 was held from June 4 to the 29th, presenting 32 events from cultural performances and religious activities to sports and traditional arts. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
wondrous civilization. Disposed to tranquility. With scenic landscapes bordered by the sea. Here, mythologies become principle. And religions create the cornerstones of life. It is contained in the arts and crafts, where celestial ceremonies become part of popular culture. Legacies of glorious traditions, where folktales are regarded as guidebooks to perfection, honed over centuries, yet possible to experience within a few hours. Experiences you can take home. Here, art preservation is a tourist attraction. History is a living monument. Shopping is meaningful. See world-famous resorts compete with local means of accommodation. Enjoy natural kindness. Or the excitement of exploring nature with endless stories to tell and never-ending feasts. Never-ending possibilities to get more out of life and journeys. Yogyakarta.
Samudra terbentang khatulistiwa, di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Jangan pernah terpesona.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRA Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRA Digital.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners and viewers, it is so good to be back on the program VOI Talk with me, Rahma, from the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia. On June 27, 2025 is a very exciting moment for Muslims, particularly as June 27, 2025 marks Islamic New Year or Muharram, first 1447 Hijri. And of course, it also marks a new leaf of life for every Muslim. So to talk more about the Islamic New Year, the meaning behind it, and more about this special day for Muslims, joining us on today's VOI Talk, Professor Dr. Haji Muhyar Fanani, MAG, as Director of Postgraduate Studies from the State Islamic University of Wali Songo, or UIN Wali Songo, in Semarang, Central Java. Assalamualaikum, Bapak Muhyar. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Happy New Islamic Year.
Yes, Happy New Islamic New Year to you too. And like what I said before, hopefully it spreads new spirits, positivity for all Muslims around the world. But now we would like to know more from your perspective. How do you define the commemoration of Muharram first, or Islamic New Year, for Muslims?
For Muslims in all over the world, Muharram is a very important moment to self-evaluation, self-introspection, and expressing gratitude or thanks to God, and also commitment to find a better behavior, better deed for the Muslim.
Okay, and just to remind all Muslims around the world, could you elaborate a little bit about the history of the establishment of Hijri calendar?
In the beginning of the Hijri calendar, founded by Umar bin Khattab, and the second caliph of Islamic kingdom, Islamic government, from many difficulties, how to evaluate the governors in Chile at the time, and also in Iraq at the time, how to mix from and following the programs in every year, how to give a poor or give punishment, for example, in the police good enough. Then Umar thinks how to system generally, and how do the Islamic government when Umar asked many people die and murder. Did the time to make the time of Hijra movement from Makkah to Medina conducted by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the same the new year is starting calculated from the time of when our Prophet moved from Makkah to Medina, when Umar decided to the first Hijriah, that means the Hijriah already 17 Hijriah. So the time is calculated to previous 17 years before. That's according to the history. And after Umar decided the new year, then all leaders follow the Umar, and also the leaders in all over the world at that time, Egypt, Iraq, Syria, and also other areas of Islamic territory, then follow the decision of Umar bin Khattab to start the every program in every year using the Hijri calendar. That is the history.
And this moment is not just a new date in the Hijri calendar, but also a commemoration of migration, right, of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina. It is another monumental event as the basis of Islamic calendar. So what values we can take from this journey?
Yeah, many values we have from deciding decision of Umar bin Khattab using Hijra movement of our Prophet to become as a new year, a new calendar, Islamic calendar. Some of the values, the most important values is we believe that God always giving mercy and loving his loving to us. So every coming the Islamic New Year, that means we have to believe that in the next year we will have a better life, we will have a better situation and condition, because hopeless in Islamic tenets, Islamic teaching is for prohibited. Muslim people is not allowed to be hopeless people. That means the every new year coming, Islamic calendar coming, that means new spirit coming. Therefore, this is the one values. And the second values, the first values, the second values is thanks to God that previous year we have, perhaps the situation is not good enough, but we still believe that under the merciful of God and loving of from Him, we can deliver many tasks, many duties successfully enough. We have to express our gratitudes, our thanks to God. In Indonesia, the expression of thanks to God expressed in many kinds of commemoration, for example, parade of Thor's Pawai Obor, for example, in Central Java and also East Java, Sekaten in Yogyakarta, Surakarta, and Ngadulak, yeah, Ngadulak, Sunu for Sunda areas, especially Sukabumi. That means percussion of a drum, hitting the drum freely and strongly. The healthy, that was expression of thankful to God. And also many areas in this country, in Indonesia, we have many traditions that live long before. For example, Tabuik, yeah, Tabut for West Sumatra and Bengkulu, that means to kafin, keranda from bamboo and rotan to commemorate the murder of Hassan and Hussein, grandsons of our prophet. Also in Bangka Belitung, we have Nganggung, for example, bringing rice and side dishes to the mosque and then consume together in the one meeting with the religious speech from the elder ulama, local ulama, to hear a good suggestion to young people that the first thing, living happily, living happy, that's more important than everything. So don't forget to always believe that Allah always giving mercy to us, loving to us, and keep spirit to find new hope for New Year. That's many ways to express the thanks to God, because He is very merciful for us.
And what about celebrations in Semarang?
Yeah, Semarang, we have Pawai Obor, period of tours, and also in the local market we find many jajanan, what we say jajanan in English.
Snacks, yeah.
Yeah,
many snacks.
Snacks, and yeah. And this morning I went to my closest market is my home. That's many people, mbo ibu-ibu, selling jajanan, and the young generation love this situation because they are free, without school, and going to school is free now, so they can enjoy the situation of Muharram.
I think torch parade is the most much awaited one, especially for the children.
Yes. Yeah, of course. The for the young generation, parades of Thors or Pawai Obor is very interesting for them because it will be something like Bang Api or in traditional ways. And day of this, our grandmother has certain memories about this traditional period of Thors.
So, okay, we have talked about the values we can take before. Now we talk about how we implement these values, how we apply these values in our daily life, in the way we think and the way we act. What do you think about this?
Yeah, the situation now is a little bit hard, for we have many wars in between Israel and Iran, Ukraine also with Russia, But according to our prophet, that even tomorrow morning is Kiamat symbol, the death of everything, you have to breathe the tree. So you have to do good thing, even you know that tomorrow is the death of life. So how to implement those values in our daily life? We as believe people to God, whatever religion in our country and whatever belief in this world, we have to install the optimistic, the positive values, the positive thinking to what happened in the next few days, in the next year. Because Allah said in the Quran that قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَّحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Our Prophet said to the servant, to the creatures, that whoever exceed their souls to not finish or not finish to the miracle from Allah, the name is of the people. Then Allah said, yeah, so how do you implement the value in our daily life of Hilya, is to we have to things in our self-evaluation. Everything in the past year we have said is appropriate, not appropriate. I think you can better than before. Just evolution is and the with me, we actually to a big commitment for our commitment, commit to the good thing, commit safe thing, commit think the good thing, because our thinking is everything from our head here. If you good positive thing, your word will be positive. When you positive, deed will be positive. So that as a nation, I think it is very wrong of me, for example, as an educator in university, we to compete with hip hop or satanic flat equipment. I said to me, then as Tan Keng is a headphone, mobile phone, because educate have to compete with them. Education can be good thing, but the control of the mind, the mobile, everything for the children. Even from the gun, even from elementary school, they already dominated by the mobile phone, and they cannot control anymore what can do by the students in the elementary school. So, good thing, good most and all good, it is strong now because domination of mobile phone, med source, so on and so on. That's our challenge.
Okay, and final statement, please, Bapak Muhyar. on the occasion of Islamic New Year, especially amid our efforts to realize global peace?
Now we can see what happened in our world today, war in Ukraine, also in Iraq and Israel, till Friday. And but as a Muslim, we have to keep our spirit belief that our God will give a merciful to us and a better chance opportunity as long as we believe Him. Unfortunately, not all human beings speak teaching of religion. That's the problem. They don't follow the teaching of religion, but for the interest based of stuck in this, based on what they close in this, based on not very essential life of human beings, they respect the life, respect the interest, and this is a good thing for human beings in all over the world. We have to say to them, we have to ask to them, especially the leaders for our visiting people, and also from receipt from the big country, Russia, China, and also USA, to cut from what we say, from the academic view, to create the peaceful world in next year.
Okay, Professor Dr. Haji Muhyar Fanani MAG, thank you so much for sharing your insight about the Islamic New Year. Let's keep hopeful for a better life, a better world. It's on VOI Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. Assalamualaikum. Well, listeners and viewers of Voice of Indonesia, that's today's VOI Talk on Muharram 1st, 1447 Hijri, a time of change and removal. Hopefully it can spread positivity and new spirit for you all, especially Muslims around the world. I'm Rahma from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Only in Indonesia.
Tabuk is a religious tradition in West Sumatra. Tabuk aims to welcome the Muharram, the first month of Islamic calendar. The locals will parade the Tabuk, a colorful and towering funeral bier made of rattan and bamboo. Tabuk is also commemorates the passing of Prophet Muhammad's grandchildren Hassan and Hussein. This tradition is an acculturation between the people of Tamil and Minang.
I remember when I was still born, you loved your voice. take my home, make me so down in a loneliness. You left me when I did. Thought you were my blessing, being my prince, but I was wrong. Baby, you changed your thing into definition of sadly flawed. Break my heart, break my heart. Make me so down in a loneliness. You left me when I did. Thought you were my blessing, being my prince, but I was wrong. Break my hope, make me so down in a loneliness. Break my heart, break my hope, make me so down in a loneliness. You left me when I'm
of Indonesia.
Nyanit itu sebenarnya tradisi minum tehnya orang Sunda.
Nyanit is actually the tea drinking tradition of the Sundanese people. It originally developed by the communities around Mount Jugurai. The name comes from the Sundanese word nyanditkan, which means to bring closer. So, through tea drinking, we can strengthen the bonds of togetherness among us.
That was the explanation of Nyanu, a tea ritual from the Sundanese land, which Dasep Berusalam is striving to preserve. In the Nyanu tradition, the tea used comes from local plantations. It is brewed in the traditional way, using water sourced from springs around Mount Jugurai. Before boiling, prayers are recited over the water. The dried tea leaves are then added and left to steep for a while until the tea is ready to serve. When the tea is served in the teapot, the atmosphere must remain calm. The glass of tea is rotated twice clockwise over the palm of the hand. Then, the aroma of the tea is inhaled 3 times. This is followed by sipping the tea 4 times gradually.
Jadi ada 4 seruputan.
So in the ritual, there are 4 sips of tea. The first sip is just to let the tea touch the tip of the tongue. The tea is still between warm and hot. We don't drink it all at once. And the second sip, let the tea reach the middle of the tongue. At the third sip, let the tea reach the back of the tongue. And at the 4 sips, hold the tea for 3 seconds before you swallow it.
Yang keempat, pangkal lidah ditahan 3 detik baru diminum. Nah.
The Santeria's old tradition is considered a medium for spreading religious teachings. It is said that Sunan Gunung Jati also used the Nyanu tradition as a way to propagate Islam. Moreover, every step of this tradition carries its own profound meaning.
Jadi, dua itu.
So, the ritual is actually meaningful. Rotating the glass twice symbolized that life revolves around two things, day and night, male and female, and others. Life is always about pairs. Inhaling the aroma three times signifies that our intention works. An action should always be good and pure. The meaning of the four sips is that within us, from we were born until we die, there are four elements that always accompany us: water, earth, air, and fire. These four elements will always be with us, providing goodness in line with what we see.
Memberikan kebaikan-kebaikan juga beriringan dengan apa yang kita inginkan.
This tradition, which has begun to fade even among the Sundanese people themselves, is now being revived by Dasep through the Nyanit Festival, which has been held since 2017.
Dampaknya alhamdulillah. Jadi,
the impact of the Nyanit Festival is alhamdulillah, although it's not significant, but more people are curious, enthusiastic about Nyanit. Oh, we actually have a tea drinking tradition, and it encourages people to make tea drinking as a habit. And then, in my opinion, it has also contributed to increasing the appreciation for tea among the public.
Apresiasi masyarakat gemar minum teh.
Now, the Nyanit tradition is becoming increasingly well known. In addition to hoping that this tradition can be preserved, Dasep also aims for Indonesia to protect, which play important role of this tradition to gain a special place in people's heart.
First tea in Indonesia remains preserved, especially in mountainous areas that still maintain their tea plantation, and our hopes for the future as the Nyanit community is to create a Nyanit village. This village will be integrated, not just hosting an annual festival, but also serving as a permanent Nyanit village.
Tahunan setahun sekali ya Nyanit tuh, tapi ada kampung Nyanitnya juga.
Only in Indonesia.
Tabuk is a religious tradition in West Sumatra. Tabuk aims to welcome the Muharram, the first month of Islamic calendar. The locals will parade the tabuk, a colorful and towering funeral bier made of rattan and bamboo. Tabuk also commemorates the passing of Prophet Muhammad's grandchildren Hassan and Hussein. This tradition is an acculturation between the people of Tamil and Minang.
Thank you for still joining us Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You are listening to our program and also watching us on VOI News, I should say, on RRI Net. We are available on RRI Net every 3 to 4 p.m. Western Indonesia time, or GMT plus 7. You can watch it on rri.co.id or UCTV, and then also on the RRI Digital mobile app channel VOI. And we also would like to greet our listener in Egypt, namely Sami Mossad, who sent a greeting of Happy Islamic New Year to our WhatsApp. Happy Islamic New Year to you too, Mr. Sami Mossad. Hopefully all of us will have a blessed New Year on 1447 Hijri. Unfortunately, this also ends today's program of Indonesia Today, but only on RRInet. So if you want to reach us just like Sami Musad did, you can send a message to our WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130 +62 821 2381 2130 Or you can send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, or to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com with us, okay? voilisteners@gmail.com. So it's still in the spirit of Islamic New Year. We have a song by Indonesian music group Run with the song called Hari Baru or A New Day. So I'm Rahma signing out from RRInet. We keep on airing on voinews.id and RRI Digital. So stay tuned on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRInet.
Terima kasih. Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Getar hati saat engkau ungkapkan segala yang terpendam dan kau bisikan.